Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of February, recording at 9:45 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Nothing much going on in Asia, but mostly a little bit soft where markets are open. Japan's an exception. Quite firm. Australia is also quite firm, and India weak, albeit looking overextended. It's not becoming; it is overextended. Now, also the European stock markets mostly higher here today, after a slow start, and there are some exceptions. The Italian MIB index and the Swedish market were down a little bit, but moderate gains mostly in most of Europe. And that was the case with the Americas as well. Gains on average of just under 0.5% for the US indices, a little over that for Brazil. And the region strong generally. They all appear to be up, or at least the ones shown on my Bloomberg screen. Elsewhere, the long-dated government bond prices weak, particularly those U.S. Treasuries. The U.S. dollar is a little softer, although off its lows of the day. Precious metals had a bit of a surge here today, led by silver, which is 30-30 as I speak. And we have, that's up 95 cents, over 95 cents. And we have had a new high in palladium, up $19 to $8.38. And a new high in platinum, which is currently trading at $1,862.50. And gold has not been left behind this time, although it's maybe underperformed a little bit, but up almost $13 at just over $1,364. So moving away from that 1350 level where it had hovered for a few days. Crude oil has been kind of all over the place today, a high of 88.11, but then it dipped down to 85.88, currently 87.45, almost unchanged. Natural gas, a little bit easier. And soft commodities. Now, we had some strong gains. They've been sort of whipsawing around, seesawing here today, but rough rice, wheat, and soybeans ended with solid gains. And so did oats, I believe. Now, corn down just 1 cent. And I think that's, the industrial metals, they were firm as well, with the exception of lead, which was down very, very slightly. Copper trading after hours, 4.59 and a bit. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's the same story of commodity price inflation and rising interest rates worrying the Asian region, and that's also weighed on some of the resources markets, where investors took a little bit of fright because they felt that maybe China was going to experience a big slowdown, as Westerners keep forecasting. And then with Brazil, that's also been a little bit subdued recently because of the higher interest rates, the concern over spending for various projects, from the Olympics to the World Cup to the offshore oil. And Brazil's also been fighting a rearguard action to prevent an inflow of hot money from the USA, pumping the currency higher. Now, consequently, the fashion trend, and this really is a fashion industry, has been to move to the US, where there are certainly a number of cash rich, profitable, very profitable, multinational companies selling on reasonable valuations that are highly leveraged to the global economy. They are a fuller money preferred theme. And so we've seen a flow in that direction really since the end of November. And there has also been a flow into Europe, not least Germany, where a similar story applies. And then there has also been interest in Japan as a developed country recovery candidate. So if I really distill it down to its banal, simplest basis, there has been a pendulum switch from emerging to developed, as people would describe it. And this fashion trend may persist a while because people know that the commodity price surge, particularly the food price commodities, weighs more heavily on consumers in Asia than it does in the so-called developed world. And also, we have in the faster-growing economies, we also have the higher interest rates. And China, for instance, raised its rates today before the stock market reopens, I believe, tomorrow. So all that's been going on, and what do we make of it all? Well, I said this trend can last a while longer, and certainly with these commodities as strong as they actually are. The interesting point for me, analytical point, is will the commodities be sufficiently strong to weigh on Wall Street and the other markets that are currently performing to drag them down? Or will it play out in time for the Wall Street leash effect to yank some of these now lagging emerging progressing markets to the upside? Well, I don't know the answer to that, but it's something that I watch carefully. I think crude oil may hold one of the keys because the food price inflation is definitely risky. And although everybody knows that higher interest rates are a very large hammer to hit a problem that, well, they probably aren't going to affect at all, given the fundamentals behind this food prices rise, that's going to remain a concern. But again, crude oil, if crude oil stays really right around where it is today, let alone moves any lower, and there's a chance of that, I would say maybe it's a 40% chance, the other one being that it goes higher. The 60% chance being that it goes higher. But if crude oil stays here with the help of all that abundant natural gas, certainly in the United States at any rate, then that may prevent a significant correction in the U.S. market. I'm hypothesizing here, but that's what one does in research at this stage. I mean, really what we see is very much a cyclical bull market still. The markets that ran way ahead of themselves have pulled back. Those include India. And the markets that have developed some special problems, and that also includes India with its bungling of the food price inflation, the government's bungling of the food price inflation, and also all the focus on an increase in corruption, has push that to out of favor. I mean, my feeling really, as I've said before, is that India has now moved back into a buying range, although it may remain there for a while and it may become an even better buy. It's hard to gauge these things, but it is oversold. It is beginning to appear overextended on the downside. And so I would expect a rebound before much longer. And that actually gets additional copy in my review today of my top 10 portfolio positions. Now, what else to mention here? The government bonds. I mean, if we've said it once, we've said it hundreds of times, that these just represent lousy value. I'm talking particularly of the Western government bonds, but also the JGBs. My favorite for this is the U.S. Treasuries, although I'm a little annoyed that the spread bet firms have widened the spread, effectively doubled it. From yes, they've changed these fairly frequently, but they widened it from what had been a 2-point spread between the bid and offer to a 4-point spread on transactions. But on transactions. But I digress. We had a major breakdown last Friday. We're getting follow through here today in terms of those bond futures. The U.S. 30-year bond is down 29, which is the one I'm trading, is down 29 ticks. If you're there, it's a nice trade. Some of you also may have played it through the what are those called? The Pro something, Ultra Pro or something. Yeah, I think those ETFs set up for the purpose. Can I emphasize, as Owen and I both have, that those are not buy and hold because if you're short bonds, it's more of an in and out on a medium-term basis. It doesn't have to be ultra short-term, but on a medium-term basis, because the yield is working against you, and that has to be taken into account. But nevertheless, short these treasury bonds with a little bit of judicious timing has been and remains, has been over the last, well, really going back to September, and remains a very lucrative trade. The grains remain a very lucrative long trade. Perhaps the ones looking least overextended overall are rough rice and wheat. But again, oats, nice breakout there as well. Coffee has had a good March, but it remains in a very consistent overall staircase upward trend. And the industrial metals, very strong, and this is playing out well with the miners, which the big miners, they are cash rich, and my goodness, what a turnaround that is, especially when you had Rio Tinto's management all but bankrupting. Well, they pretty well did, they did bankrupt the company, but were saved, and then they tried to give it away to China. But that's all coming right now, and so while I have plenty of reservations about the management, BHP, Rio, the other top miners, they have these treasure troves of resources in the ground. BlackRock World Mining Trust, again, which I reviewed today in my top 10, has, I think, an over 15% discount in net asset value, and it's stuffed full of the world's best and most promising miners. And that's really a growth sector. In a commodity super cycle rather than a cyclical sector, as too many investors, I think, still regard it. And I'm hoping that what are they going to do with that treasure trove of cash? There's a lot being written about that currently, and my feeling is that they should increase the dividends again because it's a less cyclical industry. Some of that may well go on takeovers, but the management have not distinguished themselves in that respect so far. There's also the possibility of share buybacks, which usually serves the management more than the shareholders. So I vote for dividend increases there. Now, in currencies, last but not least, there's not a whole lot going on here, but it's a soft dollar story, with the dollar currently softer even than the euro and sterling. Actually, sterling hasn't had a bad performance overall, because the betting is that the UK will be the first to do a 25 basis point rate hike of the US, the UK, and Euroland. But the resources currencies, not surprisingly, remain firm, as does the Asian dollar index. The yen had a rally earlier today, but given it up. It's fascinating, this ranging dollar-yen relationship. I do think that the chart evidence, which shows a struggle going on here, but more of the upward dynamics favor the dollar against the yen, and I think that's Japanese or Bank of Japan intervention. And on that note, interesting day, profitable day for our trades and equities of interest. All the best.